أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله. As we read yesterday in this ayat, where Allah Ta'ala says Allah has made haram, and for this ummah, Allah only has made those things haram which are harmful for us. The Bani Israel, Allah made things which are beneficial and good also. Allah made it haram for them as a punishment for them breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Things which were good and beneficial, Allah Ta'ala had made haram for them. But for this ummah, Allah has made only those things haram which are harmful for us. So in there we read that one was carrion, dead animals that die on their own. With regard to that, one interesting point by which we can also benefit tremendously is that that animal that had died on its own, that is, Allah gave its mort, it died, so to say, a natural death. And that is also haram for us. So some people had made this objection to the Muslims and said that that animal which dies on its own, a natural death, which Allah gave mort to, that you people don't eat. But what you slaughter with your own hands, and you also admit and say that we are sinners, we are wrongdoers, and what you slaughter, that you eat. What Allah, so to say, killed, that you don't eat. And what you killed, you eat that. So Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh told those people, you should give them this answer, that the natural death which Allah has put on the human body, that is our private part, the water, the urine that comes from there, you don't drink that water. But the water, the tap that you put with your hand, and you, which you had fixed, that water you drink. So that is the answer to that, that what Allah Ta'ala is the natural water, the urine, nobody, that is very harmful. And the water that comes from the tap which we had put with our own hands. In this way, we should also understand another very pertinent point, that there are many people who spread all falsehood and all the wrong things and then cover it up with such a thing that baffles us. Just like this argument that they put, that the natural water which comes from your private part you don't drink, and what you put with your hands, that tap, that you drink. So a person gets confused and doesn't know what the answer is. So we should try and find out the answers, and it's just a matter of a little bit of pondering, and then we will understand what is the right and what is the wrong. So anyway, so there's a dead animal that is also haram, and blood, flowing blood, is also haram. When we slaughter an animal and that blood that flows from there, that blood is also haram. And here also there's a lot of detail that the best slaughter is that animal that is slaughtered naturally, how we know the sunnat way of slaughtering, and allowing then all the blood to flow out, not impeding it in any way whatsoever. Leave the legs also loose so that it can kick and it can take out all that blood. The explanation of this is that the best way of slaughter is the Islamic way, which allows all the blood to go out. And when we were in Germany and we had discussed this, those people told us they were from Germany, in the city of Bonn, which is a university city. And there they had done experiments on animals to see that which is the best way of killing an animal. And they found that the Islamic way is the most humane and the most best way in every aspect. They put electrodes on the brains of the animals and measured the pain. And when the animal was slaughtered, the first thing that gets cut is the nerve that carries the pain to the brain. So immediately that is cut. After that, the animal feels no pain whatsoever. And when it's slaughtered like that, and then because it was slaughtered and it doesn't feel pain, it takes out all the blood from itself. And now when it's slaughtered, blood does not go to the brain. And we see that the correct way of slaughtering is slaughtering and slitting the throat. We must not slaughter an animal. Sometimes it happens if we slaughter a chicken, you slaughter the whole head off. That should not be, that is makruh, intentionally. If unintentionally, it is different. And the real reason for that is that all the nerves that run from the brain to the body run at the back, by the neck at the back, to the bone at the back, our bones. From there, all the nerves run. So when you slaughter, the nerve that carries pain is slaughtered. So the animal doesn't feel pain anymore. But all the other nerves are still in order, which are running at the back. So the brain gives a message to the heart that I need blood, send blood to me. Because all the blood is going out when we have slaughtered it by the throat. So then the heart gives all its blood and the message goes to the whole body. And that is why the animal kicks its legs, etc. Out its wings, etc. It flutters them. It's not because of pain. It is because it's trying to send every drop of blood to the brain. But all that blood is coming out by the throat. So that animal is free from blood. And even local people, ZCC people, many Christian people prefer the Muslim slaughtered animal. They say that is much more healthier and much more tastier. That animal from which all the blood has gone out is the most healthiest animal meat to eat. And that animal is the best, most tastiest, where all the blood has gone out. Contrary to that is the stunning process. When an animal is stunned, it is brain dead. Now the blood does not go out, just a trickle of blood comes out. And most of the blood remains in the body, in the flesh of that animal. So when you eat, you are eating that blood which is still there, which is very unhealthy also, and it hasn't got the taste also, because it is like poison with that blood there. It hasn't got that taste. And we should be very careful, especially the beef that we eat. The beef, all the animals are stunned, though they are certified halal. But they are all stunned. The halal haram issue is a separate issue, but it is most unhealthy. The birds, the fowls, chicken, which are slaughtered in the slaughterhouses, they all are stunned also. They are given a little shock before they come to the slaughterer who slaughters them. And in this process, blood remains in the body. And that is most unhealthy also. And the taste also is completely, the proper taste is taken out. So therefore, the best method of slaughtering is the Islamic method and the most healthiest. And blood is where all the blood carries all the toxins in the body. So that blood goes out, that is the most healthier. So what them and Allah has made, this flowing blood haram. وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ that we had explained yesterday, the swine, the pig, is the animal which has got a lot of greed in it. It is very shameless also, very immodest also. And the best what it thrives on and enjoys is human stew. And for when we eat that animal now, then actually you are eating your own stew. So therefore that has been also made totally haram. And then the next is وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And those animals that have been made halal, that have been set free, that have made special for anyone or anything besides Allah Ta'ala. There is detail in that also, which inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss that tomorrow. So the animal way of slaughtering, the Islamic way is the most humane way and the best way. And it is necessary for us to know and to explain it to other people. At Qurbani time, the SPCA, the health inspectors do come and inspect also. And when they see our procedure of slaughtering at the Darul Uloom, they acclaim it that this is the best. They take photo to go and tell other people this is how animals should be slaughtered. And the notices that we put out, that how it should be slaughtered, the knife should be fastened, the animal should not be shown the knife, etc. All that they also admit, this is the best way of slaughtering. So Allah has given us the best way. We should acquaint ourselves with the proper knowledge, and we should not suffer from any complex. The way of the scientific way of stunning, etc. This is a total inhumane way, and it causes and when the animal is stunned, the pain that is in the brain is unimaginable. When they measured that on the electrodes, it was like the electrodes were like exploding with the pain the animal goes through. And when slaughtering in the Islamic way, a very little, just a slight pain, and it's over. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand that the most noble way is the way of our Shariat, of Sunnah, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you take life, that is when you slaughter, take it in the best way. And all the adab and etiquette of slaughtering which are given at Qurbani time or whenever we slaughter, we should follow them properly. Those are the best ways. May Allah give us all tawfiq.